Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are here for Ask Us Anything from Do This, Not That podcast. This is our short episode where all week long we get in work questions and we get in ridiculous questions. And we try to tackle one of each. And if you want to ask a question, it's real easy. You just go to jschwedelson.com. There's a button that says podcast. And then you click on Ask Us Anything and you would be shocked. Some of the weird questions we get, but they're awesome. Put them in there. We will try to get to them. So let's jump into it. Let's get in first to the work question. We got a question in from Rick from Nampa, Idaho. What is that? I've been to Idaho. I've been to Boise a bunch of times. Underrated. Boise is pretty cool, actually. I have no idea what a Nampa, Idaho is. The one thing I know about Idaho, I don't know if this is actually true, but I've always heard this, that supposedly nobody in Idaho has an accent. Like, there's no Idaho accent. Is that true? I don't know. Can you sound like you're near a potato? I have no idea. Anyway, Rick, what's your question? The summer is a tough month for us. We're B2B marketers. Any tips on how to make the most out of it? Oh, that's a pretty broad question, but I'll give you one tip related to the summer that I don't think marketers really do, and it's random. All right, so a lot of marketers, there'll be like a holiday coming up, like Labor Day or something like that, or even if it's just a general Friday in the summer, so many people take vacations during the summer. They'll make a long weekend even longer. And what do we all do leading into a weekend in the summer or a vacation? Let's say on that Friday, if we know we're going to be out the following week, what we do is we turn on our auto reply and we'll say, hey, I'm not going to be in the office for the next few days, but if you need anything, contact these three people, right? And what marketers don't realize is that is a goldmine opportunity. Okay, why? So if let's say you're leading into a long weekend, and usually a marketer will avoid sending on, let's say, the Friday heading into a long weekend, because why? They have a bad performance, nobody's going to respond, and that's true. But what will happen heading into a long weekend, or even just a Friday in the summer, when you send out your email to your database, you're going to get flooded with auto reply saying, I'm not going to be in the office, but so-and-so is. A secret trick hack is to have someone, you can either do it automatically or you could do it, someone clerical can do it. You go ahead and you take all of the email addresses and contact information in those auto replies, and then you associate that information to the contact records that you have in your CRM already for that company. Now, you can't just go and email all those people because you don't have any permission or whatever, but you can take all these new contacts that you just got and you can connect with them on LinkedIn. You can run targeting programs to their addresses on LinkedIn or on Instagram or on Facebook. You now have an awesome database of additional decision makers at all of the companies that you're already trying to communicate with. And these are the exact right people. These are the people that will probably be in the jobs of the person you're trying to reach anyway. So if you're not thinking about those auto replies that are coming in, you're just like, whatever, and the summer's rough for us, you're really not gaming the system on what a marketer can do with the data that they sometimes get back. And it really is a gold mine. Because let's say you only have one or two contacts at a given organization. If you do this tactic, you can now connect with 5, 6, 7 people at a given organization. And now you can really have an overall marketing program. So it's like an under the radar way to connect with a lot more people that people just are sleeping on. All right. So before we get into the ridiculous question, I want to let you know that this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. Marigold is cool. It is the roll-up of a bunch of different platforms like MyEmma and SailThrough and Cheetah Digital and Campaign Monitor. And I use Marigold for my email sending. We send out over 6 billion consumer and business emails a year. It is incredible. If you're not thrilled with your email sending platform, it also, by the way, is great for loyalty programs and all sorts of stuff. But if you're not thrilled with your platform, you got to go and check out Marigold at meetmarigold.com. Dot com. And if you want me to connect you with the most amazing people there directly, and I will hook it up, just drop me a DM on LinkedIn and say, Jay, can you connect with me with someone at Marigold? And I will, because they're incredible. Strong endorsement. Check out meetmarigold.com. All right, let's get on to the ridiculous question. We got a question in from Rachel from San Antonio. I love San Antonio. I've been there a bunch on the Riverwalk. Although I remember going there and I was like, oh, I'm going to buy boots, cowboy boots, because I'm going to try to wear cowboy boots. That was one of the worst ideas of all time. I remember going to the store. I think it was called Jeffrey's or something like that. And I buy these cowboy boots. I'm walking around. I'm like, I look good. And then I got back home to South Florida and I did not look good. I looked like a big nerd. I don't think I ever wore them out of the house once. I don't know what was I actually thinking. Anyway, what's your question, Rachel? Jay, what is your go-to style of restaurant when you want to go out to eat? Is it Italian? Is it barbecue? What is it? That's interesting. I don't think I have a go-to. I love sushi. I can crush some sushi all day long. I will tell you, this is a reason. This is not what you asked, but this was going on recently. So it was just my anniversary. Right? Me and my wife, we've been married 21 years, long time. So that's awesome. So we were going out and I was making the restaurant reservation for dinner. She's like, let's go to this restaurant. I go, okay. So I go on Open Table and there were only two times available, 6:30 p.m. and 8:15 p.m. Which one did I choose? It wasn't even a blink of an eye. I chose 6:30. I don't know what happened or when this all set in, but I don't like going out to dinner late. If I go out to dinner past 7 o'clock, I can't handle it. I would go out to dinner as early as 5:30. I would do that. And I know that's bad. I don't know what that means. Maybe that's because I live in Boca Raton, Florida, and everybody eats dinner here at 4 o'clock. You know what else bothers me? It's really weird. I don't know why I'm talking about this. But I was just out to dinner the other night. And we were with this other couple, okay? And I have no problem a lot of people take pictures of their food because they want to put it on social media. And they're like, take out their phone right before they start eating. And that's fine. I don't do that. I don't care. You want to do that? Great. Whatever blows your hair back, I don't care. But what happened was this dude I was sitting next to, he goes, oh, your dish looks great. Can I take a picture of your dish? And I'm like, what are we doing? What are we actually doing now? You're taking pictures of my food to put on your social media? Like, we got to stop. I feel like we gotta draw the line. I said yes, but I judged him immensely for the rest of the dinner and I couldn't wait to get out of there. And I was like, what are you doing, dude? Stop. Anyway, I don't know what we just talked about. Listen, please check out our longer episode at the end of the week. Leave this thing a review if it wasn't the worst thing you've ever heard. And make sure to register for Guru Conference, the world's largest free virtual email marketing event. We're going to run out of virtual seats. We'll only buy so many. Sarah Jessica Parker's keynoting. 20,000 people will be there. GuruConference.com. You're awesome. Thanks for being here. And don't take pictures of your food. Later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.